Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Open Tuesdays through Fridays and weekends through October. For more info, just go to GreatLakesDragaway.com.
The Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. 414-799-1250. Give you the lanes right here. Milwaukee Brewers baseball. They lose last night 4-3. What are your thoughts on Josh Hader moving forward? That's the right lane. And this one, Gary, it's tough for me to say that I see him in any vein of what, or any way that he is not what he is right now. He's one of the best left-handed relievers in baseball. He's one of the best relievers in baseball. Right. A lot of people wanted him to be a starting pitcher. I don't know if that ship has sailed, but I think in the role that he's in, the role that he played last year, where he is coming in at any point in time to lock up any situation at home, I think he's still one of the best pitchers in baseball going into next year, and I'm not that worried about it like a lot of people were on social media last night after he blows the save.
Well, no, he is. And I just think that people just don't understand. I thought his role was different this year than it was last year, so it was an adjustment. To me, it's a lot like having Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones, right? Aaron Jones is really an outside guy. He runs to the outside. He wants to be outside. He wants to do slip screens, that kind of stuff. Jamal Williams is more in between the tackles kind of guy, right? Jamal Williams goes down. You go to Aaron Jones. Hey, you know what? We got to run you to the middle a couple times just to keep him up.
Really going to have to run some wham with
right.
you.
And then hope he doesn't get hurt.
Right. Hope you don't. But we got to do a change up. We got to do something just a little different. So every time we just can't run you outside every single. Well, I think that to me, very similar to him. Well, now all of a sudden, well, you know, you got that slider because we're asking you to go now six outs instead of, you know, the three or the one inning.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to develop more pitching because they now see it more often than what you're doing. They get a beat on. Now we're asking you to do something different that you probably wouldn't used to doing at that particular time. I'm not saying he's a one trick pony, but a lot of guys have a thing that they do.
Old reliable.
Right. And and that, to me, that was Hader. Now you ask Hader to do something a little bit different. You ask him to get six outs instead of three. Sometimes you ask him to get nine. I thought that was a bit too much for him. Hopefully next year they can get him back into his rotation. But listen, this all may be good for him because now he knows he has to develop another pitch, right? And then becomes a little bit better because of
sometimes
it.
The best successes come from failure. And like
sometimes
this is
it does.
This is the ultimate failure that you're gonna have on that kind of a national stage.
Yeah, don't talk to Grisham about that, but yeah.
Well, that's true.
Maybe success with failures.
Maybe that's not the best time. Yeah. But you know, hey, Trent Grisham hopefully will bounce back too. Stevie, what are your thoughts on Josh Hader moving forward? Because you were hearing a lot of this nonsense of Derek Turnbow like I was.
I saw it on Twitter. I just, for me, I guess I was a little taken aback by how angry people got at Hader for that fiasco. I really kind of am a little surprised. Like, I wasn't happy either, but you could tell. It was clear as day when that inning started that this was not Josh Hader being on. Just like we talked about earlier, you can tell sometimes when Freddy Peralta comes in, first batter, you know, is this good Freddy or is this wild Freddy? And you can tell quick. And then you've got to make your adjustment as a manager or a bullpen coach as far as getting somebody up right away because this is not going to go well. And that's the one area where I think if your counsel, maybe you could have done something a little bit differently there. But again, it's your best reliever. You're going to go with your best reliever. And if you lose that way, so be it. You'll lose that way, but you're not going to go down without pitching him in that situation. Is he Derek Turnbow like some have said on Twitter? No, he's not Derek Turnbow, folks. He's already better than Derek Turnbow already. And remember something else. Derek Turnbow was a guy that got off the scrap heap, and made into something, I guess, for a couple of years. Josh Hader was a pretty good prospect coming over in this trade. So when you got him in that Gomez trade, him and Adrian Hauser, you thought one of them, maybe both, could be something. And then I believe it was Hader that had an unbelievable fall league debut, and everybody else was like, hey, this kid's better than anybody thought he was. And then he just got better and better, and he couldn't start because he's only has one and a half pitches. I think he'll be fine. I really do. We had Wags on earlier. Wags says he doesn't even really have to add another pitch per se.
Right.
Just make sure that fastball location is better, and he'll be able to get guys out at a more regular rate without having to worry about anything.
You continue to go back to that Carlos Gomez, Mike Fiers deal that brought in Josh Hader, Brett Phillips, Domingo Santana, and Adrian Hauser at the time. And right now, Adrian Hauser going into next year is probably slated as your 3 or 4 starter.
Yep.
Possibly could get even better than that. And you're still looking at, I mean, Mike Fiers could be pitching in the postseason too. That dude's had a really, really long career after that trade as well. 414-799-1250. And in the left lane, if you could change one move by Craig Counsell last night, what would it be? I would have liked at some point maybe there be an opportunity where you mix up the arm angle, but when Woodruff goes 4, and then it's Brent Suter. Brent Suter's in the bit of struggle that he was in. 6-7, Drew Pomeranz. 8-9, Josh Hader with a 2-run lead. I'm taking that to the bank all day, every day. That's what Craig Counsell did, and I thought it was exactly how I would have written it. I wouldn't have pulled the white out and changed really anything. The only possibility, if Woody doesn't give you that, is maybe that's when Jordan Lyles comes in, and instead Jordan Lyles was getting ready, Sparky, during the Juan Soto at-bat. If there was one move last night that you could change from Craig Counsell, what would it have been?
To listen to Bebby Tausch. Bebby Tausch told you.
A lot of people should do that.
Told you yesterday, multiple times on the Wendy's Big Show, this is how it's going to work, everybody. You're going to pitch Woodruff a couple innings. Then you're going to go get Suter, which he did. And Woodruff pitched a little, even longer than Bebby Tausch thought. Woodruff, then Suter. Then the mistake happened. Then he went and got Pomeranz. Instead of just listening to Bebby Tausch, don't deviate from his plan. Just follow the simple instructions. Don't be smarter than Bebby Tausch. Don't do that.
I print
him
out.
You simply put Jordan Lyles in after Suter like he asked. That moves Pomeranz back. That leaves Hader there for the 9th inning. And you probably end up winning the ballgame. Instead, no, we don't listen to Bebby Tausch. You skip Lyles, hoping that you probably can get him for game 1 of the divisional series because you were feeling good about yourself at that point. Hader then goes in there after 2 pitches. After the first 2 pitches, it simply was, okay, he didn't look very good to me. Either he's too amped up or this is not going to be his day. And once one guy got on, that should have been enough. At that point, once he hit the guy on a 3-2 pitch, it should have been, all right, get Lyles up. Let's go. Just get him up, and let's get ready to go here if he gets in more trouble. And then the stupid broken back Zimmerman thing, bloop hit, walk Rendon on a 3-2 pitch. I didn't want to pitch him anyhow, so I was fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you give up the hit, and you have the mistake by Grisham in the outfield. It was going to be at least a tie game. Maybe you don't lose it there if Grisham fields it cleanly, but it's probably at least a tie game.
Gary, I know you love the second-guessing
love
part of radio. Isn't it fun?
Come on, man.
Big Mike is in Menominee Falls at 414-799-1250. First up on Great Lakes Dragway, Pick-A-Lane. What's going on, Mike?
First of all, thanks for taking my call. A couple of quick things. I did play basketball against Gary Ellerson in the Menominee Falls Basketball League about 20 years ago. Gary tended to play a very physical game.
I believe that.
If you could believe that. And then I'm in a fantasy football league where Sparky is teamed with McGivern. They're called SPAC. And, yeah, they already beat me once this year, so that's kind of my lead-in.
Somebody is impersonating me because I don't play fantasy football.
Oh, okay.
He's too cool for that.
Okay. My main point, and then I have a couple little side points, would be, you know, the whole wild card situation, I like the wild card, and this is not sour grapes because I said this yesterday. This should not be a one-game series. This should be 2 out of 3. I don't care about the fact that the baseball season would be extended. That doesn't matter. You don't play 162 games for one game. To me, that's just ridiculous. And if they want to shorten it to 154, they should do that. But this should not be a one-game series. It might sound like sour grapes. I was going to tell the commissioner that yesterday. So this is not sour grapes.
No, I would agree with you, too. I don't like it either.
But, Mike, and the only thing that I would ask you then, would you also do the same thing if the division is tied? Like, if the Brewers and Cardinals would have been tied at the end of the 162, would you say they would play a two-game or a three-game series to decide the division, or you keep that as the 163?
No, the tie for the division, that is one game. I do realize that. I understand that. But the wild card, you're already in the playoffs, and that should just not be one game. I also feel that as fans, both teams should get a home game. It shouldn't be that somebody gets a home game
sure.
and somebody doesn't. So, I mean, I have so many reasons that this should not be a one-game thing. I'm actually surprised baseball is gone with this. This is the first time Milwaukee's experienced it, and we experienced mm-hmm. the bad side. But, I mean, some other teams, this just shouldn't be like this.
Appreciate it, Mike. And that is
I don't like it either.
Yeah, I do.
And but you know, I get, because we talked a little bit about this with Seth earlier this week.
Yep.
And right, because it pushes everybody back. And I totally get that, right? Now you got guys going to be off for like 7 days. That it just doesn't work. I mean, it just doesn't. But it also gives you an opportunity. Hey, it's one game. Go get it. Go get your stuff done. But when you're the loser, it's just so abrupt.
It is.
That it's over. And especially when you lost. Like, if the Brewers were losing like 5-0, I'm good, right?
Would have been different. 6-0,
it's fine. It's good. But when you got that one game, it's the ninth, eighth inning, and you lose it, and it's over. Gone.
And you blink, and it's over.
It's over. But when you're losing 5 or 6-0, you got like 2-3 hours to process it.
That's why Game 7 of the NLCS, to me, last year, it was like, oh, okay. All right, well, they lost. I mean,
right.
That stinks. But, like, this one, this is going to stick in my teeth for a while.
Sure.
This is going to stick with you for a while. Because, like you just said, you walked into the bathroom, you went in to grab a triple ale for Bofording, and you're like, heck yeah, we're going in a ninth inning. I'm going to slam this 8-percenter, and I'm going to be ready to rock for this celebration.
You better
Instead,
not have done
you're like,
that.
Wait a second. Whoops.
Yeah, whoops. You're working. You better not have done that.
Used a lot of it last night.
What are you saying now? You're going to Vegas this weekend.
Yes.
So you're not going to touch the Dodger Nationals game at all in a sports book in Vegas?
Oh, no, I didn't say that. No,
wouldn't that make you feel better if you made some money on that series and let this thing kind of go away a little bit?
Well,
maybe.
You're gonna make me say this, aren't you?
What?
I'll tell you after the break.
This segment of The Big Show is brought to you by Uptown Motors Lincoln. Uptown begins with you, the official auto dealership of Leroy Butler. Go to UptownMotors.com. Now, let's hear from the head coach on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Matt LaFleur, Green Bay Packers head coach, coming up in just 1 second. First, guys, I want to tell you about Bofording Beer. Encouraging you to drink in the BOF this football season is one of the best things you can do. You need a lot of triple ales at 8% alcohol by volume after last night's game. You need a lot of them. Even a crisp Pilsner at 4.2, the flagship beer available in cans, that might just be even the better one just take with you wherever you need to go. Perfectly balanced brewing at 7.2. They're all made 100% naturally with 3 all-natural ingredients. Fresh spring water, the finest barley, and the choicest hops. That's it. No additives, no artificial flavors. Just beer made the way it was meant to be made. You'll notice the difference that superior ingredients make, whether you're enjoying the crisp Pilsner, the smooth triple, or the perfectly balanced brewing. It all fills you up with a full flavor with a crisp, clean finish. Go check one out today. Get a 6-pack of Total Wine and More, Consumer Beverage, or Fox Brothers Piggly Wiggly locations. Or you can just enjoy a fresh tap at Cafe Hollander, Cafe Benelux, The Nomad, or Sport Club. And go all natural with Bofording Beer this year and drink in the BOF this football season. Matt LaFleur earlier today, as his team is getting ready to take on the Dallas Cowboys. Matt, how do you feel that the crowd noise could possibly be an issue for your team going into Big D?
One of the big tests for us is we've only had one road game, and we're going to have to do a great job of handling the environment there because there's a lot of distractions, and it gets pretty loud in that stadium as well. So our guys will be pumping the crowd noise nice and loud today and to help prepare for that moment on Sunday.
Now, they obviously had a major road game when they went and faced the Chicago Bears, Gary, week one on Thursday night football to open up the season, and Matt talked about how his team handled that, even though it was 10-3, the offense didn't score much. How did they handle that environment?
Well, I thought our defense did a great job with it. I think our offenses were a different offense right now as opposed to week one. But again, you still got to go out there and do it. You can't talk about it. You got to be about it. And so, and then when you're doing it against such a quality opponent, like the Cowboys defense is pretty legitimate. I think you look at their numbers, they're in the top in all the categories. So we're going to have our hands full.
Can't talk about it, got to be about
it. I like it.
I love that style.
I like it.
Because Matt LaFleur has been pretty seemingly open and honest about he is the guy that just wants you to go and make plays, and that's the only way that you're going to get this thing done, right? And trying to make sure that they're able to make plays. He talked about that Dallas defense, how quick they are, the outside linebackers that they present. Going to be tough to run the ball with Aaron Jones.
I think it all starts at the very first level with your combination blocks. So we're going to have to be great on our combos in order to get to the second level. Our backs are going to have to do a great job of really pressing the hole and truly reading it one gap at a time, because they are so instrumental in setting up the blocks for the offensive linemen. So they're going to have to do a great job.
And at the right tackle position, David Bakhtiari is sitting at the left tackle just waiting to see who his comrade's going to be. Brian Bulaga left last week's game with a shoulder injury. Alex Light replaced him. Brian, a limited participant in practice today, back at practice, but are you sure you're good with number 70, Alex Light, if he's got to go?
Yeah, I think so. That's something that we're working through as the week goes and as we figure out exactly where we're going to be personnel-wise. But no, we've got a lot of confidence in Alex.
That's Matt LaFleur, Packers head coach, getting ready for the Dallas Cowboys this week. It's going to be one of these games, guys, that I think it feels that they're going to need all hands on deck. And the injuries, Gary, I mean, you can touch on this, of what an injury riddle it situation that they're in right now with Devontae Adams down, possibly your right tackle down. And you're still looking for the outside linebacker, the inside backer, Oren Burks, to be there, and you haven't had him all year. What kind of frustration level can it be on that team in that room when you know you're not at full strength in a game like
this?
Especially
Devontae Adams. If you don't have him, it's going to be tough. Now, we've got to get some guys to get developed. I mean, you look at MVS. I mean, he's probably the next guy in line. I mean, he is the next receiver. He is your next Greg Jennings. He is your next James Jones. He is your next Jordy Nelson. He is your next Devontae Adams before Devontae Adams was Devontae. I mean, he's that next guy. So we'll see what he's got. You've got Kumaro. All you folks love Kumaro. So he's going to get some action. So, I mean, it's going to be tough.
And that's your boy over there, Jay Kumaro.
Yeah, Whitewater Zone.
Warhawk, baby.
How serious is this injury? Yeah. We're talking about 4 games missed, right? And now this is going to be game number 5 if you don't play?
For that shoulder, yeah.
So for Jake. Were they just like downplaying this?
Yeah, I don't know. I just think he just hadn't played.
So you think they're just using the injury?
Mm-hmm.
That could be. Makes sense.
I just think he just hadn't played. I mean we thought he had a great preseason, but this tells you in the
an NFL team being deceitful with the injury report?
No way. Just didn't play him. You'll see him this week, though.
Wait, so sure. do teams lie on their injury reports, Gary?
Mm-hmm. They don't tell us the truth.
Okay, well, I'm just absolutely stunned. Absolutely floored. 414-799-1250. Before we get into some Aaron Rodgers conversation and hear from the man himself, let's grab Mike on the south side in
What's
here.
Up, Mike?
You're on
hey,
the fan.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, Mike.
I've been better, Mike.
Yeah, tough night. I just wanted to say great job by the post-game show all season.
Thanks,
yeah,
dude.
It was, Mike.
Called up a lot, listened a lot. They did a really great job.
Mm-hmm.
I know you got more calls. You know, Brewers up and down season. Kane banged up. You know, aging Braun. Hera, injury. Aguilar struggles. Shaw. I'm still going to say it was still a great season. I want to thank the Brewers and thank you guys. And go Pat.
No, thanks, Mike.
Thank
Appreciate
you,
it,
Mike.
Buddy. Yeah.
Man.
There he is.
I love guys like Mike like that, but I can't tell you guys. I hate those kind of phone calls. Thank you for the kind words, Mike.
Yeah,
I really appreciate it. We try really hard on the post-game show. But when you're in that situation where you're calling it, guys, we want to thank you for all the hard work.
How did Tim Allen lead off the show last night?
He said, well, I'm unemployed.
That means I'm going to Vegas.
Yeah. Well, that's next week for Timmy.
Well, Tim's got Fantasy Football Weekly this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he'll be in here this week. He's going next week. He leaves on the 12th.
They've had enough of each other. They're not going together to Vegas.
No.
How long is he staying for?
A couple of days.
Ooh, okay. You know.
Might do the Super Bowl thing, but, I mean, the Green Bay Packers are, right? I mean, they're just on their way. I don't know if I can book that one, right, Gary?
Thank you.
No.
You can wear your Rogers Revenge shirt in Vegas. That's right. Mm-hmm.
I think this if weekend.
Looks can cut glass, I just got one.
We're all looking for these tests for the Packers. I think this weekend will give you a good.
This is a legit test.
Give you a good look at it.
I think the Cowboys are closer to what they are at the end of the year than the Packers are. I think the Packers are still working on getting better. I think the Cowboys are probably closer to what they're going to be throughout the season.
I would agree with that. Aaron Rodgers talks about that building and that he's had a lot of success there, but last week's game, Gary, felt like a Randall Cobb game. Like when Aaron was scrambling out looking for somebody in those final two-minute drives, and obviously once Devontae went out, it was just perfect timing for a Randall Cobb drift across the middle, find that sweet spot in the zone, and there's Aaron rolling out 15, 18 away and just a little pitch and catch.
Sure.
Sure would be nice.
Well, you know, it's going to be tough.
Oh, stop.
It's going to be a tough game.
Keep acting like they're like 21-point dogs.
What are they?
3.5.
Who said that?
Nah, Vegas. You act like they're going to just get. You act like the Cowboys are going to roll their helmets out against the Packers. This will be easy for Cowboys.
Did you start using that word, roll the helmets out?
Roll the helmets out. That's what you predicted for last week's game.
No, I did not.
You said an 18-point victory.
I don't believe in rolling the helmets out. I don't believe in that. I keep telling you that. I don't know why. That's your thing. That ain't me. Don't bring me in on that, man.
You said it'd be close to halftime, and then what?
Yeah.
Then they pull away.
Yeah, but I don't do the roll the helmets out, though.
Well, I'll tell you this. Vegas obviously thinks that it's going to be a tight game.
Right, it's three.
They're only giving the Cowboys a half-point advantage talent-wise over the Packers because usually you get three just for being at home.
Right, so push them, right?
All they did was add the points for the Packers being on the road.
More importantly, since we're talking about Vegas, what were you going to tell us at the end of the last segment that you tried to escape?
Yeah.
I said, you know, if you bet on the Nationals-Dodgers series and you win some money on that series, then you'd probably be in a little bit better mood and forget about the sting of the Brewers losing to the Nationals because you're going to Vegas this weekend. And you said you'd probably definitely touch that series. But then you said with a red face that you had something else you probably should tell us.
Yeah, no. Well, back when I was in Vegas in August, there were some
in
very...
August? Not January or February.
No, back in August.
There the was Brewers some, were playing.
There were some very, very favorable odds. I believe it was 25-1 for the Washington Nationals to win the World Series. And with the pitching staff that they had of Strasburg, Scherzer,
Corbin,
I figured,
that
was probably the best price I would have been able to find.
Somebody play Billy back from yesterday telling all of us that Scherzer hasn't won a postseason start.
Literally ever won a series. They've never advanced to the postseason
But you put your hard-earned radio money on that team after you got done telling me yesterday that they weren't going to win?
Because it was just too good of a price to pass up. I mean, there had to be a little bit of a taster in the situation.
I give you credit for admitting that you actually put money on that team, but I had that. So now you become a Nationals fan the rest of the way.
Somewhat, yeah. I expected whoever won that game last night to beat the Dodgers.
No,
so in that sense, I am feeling decent in that realm. And Corbin's starting game one. So, I mean,
whoever wins this series, Nationals Dodgers, goes to the World Series from the NL.
Yes.
I don't care who wins the Atlanta
series. Doesn't matter about Atlanta and St. Louis. That thing is
doesn't
done.
Matter. Yes.
Whoever wins this series is going to
correct.
Be in the World Series for this group.
Lose
so.
To Houston or the Yankees, and that's the end of it.
And I will cheer for Houston on the way out here. That's clear. I like the Houston Astros. Yeah. The Houston Astros. I actually genuinely like that group of guys. They
didn't
all
David Stearns
like cool
here?
Dudes. Yes.
Yep.
He was part of that group with Jeff Lunau and them.
Yeah, Lunau.
And then they actually stole stuff from the St. Louis Cardinals. I thought that was amazing. So that's why I enjoy the Houston Astros. But that wouldn't be something that you would talk about when you talk about Young Express, like gambling and stuff like that. That would be like hard-earned money.
Well, once you
making money.
Once you earn the money, it's completely up to you if you want to spend your
that's
hard-earned
true. Come on
money
over and we'll hang out. We'll do some
putting it on the stuff. Nationals. Young Express, the company we talk about so much, is continuing to grow. Are you looking for a new career? Would you like to be a part of a Christian-based family-run company? Of course. A company that's been in business over 27 years. That's a long, long time. How about a company that's been listed on Inc. magazine as one of America's fastest-growing company 7 out of 8 years? They're doing something right. Well, you're in luck. Young Express, the company we talk about so much, is growing. Currently looking to add to their dispatch department and sales departments. You've heard me talk about what a great company this is to work for. Now go and apply online, youngexpress.com, J-U-N-G-Express.com, J-U-N-G-Express.com. Let's talk about that sales opening. A couple of things they're looking for. They've got a list here, but here are a couple of them. High degree of integrity, energetic, friendly personality. We're talking about you. Okay, good. Reliable transportation, high school diploma or equivalent, excellent written, oral, and face-to-face communication skills are essential. Closing and follow-up skills are a must, and I will tell you from somebody that tried to do sales, that's the most difficult part. The closing is the most difficult part. Now, what can you expect if they bring you on as a salesperson? 40-hour work week, salary plus commissions, bonuses, and contests that you like. Generous mileage reimbursement, expense account, always like an expense account, health insurance, 401k, plus cell phone, tablet, and all sales and promotion materials provided to you by Young Express. So, which one interests you? Sales? Dispatch? Apply for the position that fits your passion right now at youngexpress.com. That's J-U-N-G-Express.com. J-U-N-G-Express.com. Young Express. Success drives them.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Appreciate everybody hanging out. You missed anything? We had Adam McAlvey, Paul Wagner, also Ryan Wood and Chuck Freeman from D.C. You can go to 105.7 FM The Fan. Click on Fan On Demand. It's brought to you by John Paul's Buick GMC, Highway 100 in Greenfield. Guys, this weekend, 3-8 at the main hub, Leroy Butler's tailgate party, benefiting Racine, Cops, and Kids. Tomorrow, Jay Kokorowski talks Badgers. Rob Reichel and Mike Clemens are here previewing Packers and Cowboys. We'll start moving ahead from last night for Gary, Leroy, Sparky. I'm Baby Tausch. Keep it right here. Anthony, great job as always. Right here, this is the Big Show. You got the Fan.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.